Kia ora, guys. I am here with the one and only First Reserve. I wanted to talk about your EP that's coming out. When you were writing or planning to write this EP, what was your headspace like?
My headspace was weird, I think. It was a very kind of like, it was at a point of change in my life, I think. A lot of my friends were moving away from Wellington, where we all kind of met, and I was in this house that I felt very isolated in, and I think a lot of those kind of messages come through in the songs. There's a lot of kind of like, not cries for help, but just like, oh my god, like, I'm so alone, even if I'm not, like, you know? But there's also some like fun moments too, I think. Especially like the last couple songs on the EP, Couldn't See Me and There's a God are both two kind of songs where I'm kind of just like confronting some pretty intense emotions or feelings I had about people in my life, I think. And I think I needed to kind of at least put that somewhere so that I could be at peace with that.
What were your inspirations and reasonings for writing this song? I had the feeling when I was listening to it earlier, it had this feel of navigating love in life as a Gen Z while having an introspection.
Ooh, like lyrically, like all just whatever was going on at the time, I think. I'd say that they were pretty much all the songs were written in like last year, and it would just be like something has happened or somebody has left. The dynamics between myself and my friend family has changed, and I need to write about that because at the time I was like, I didn't have anyone to talk to, maybe, or you know, like that was my outlet. What inspired it would probably differ from song to song. There's definitely some kind of like influence from kind of whatever I was listening to at the time. Bands in the scene here in Pōneke, like, kind of just changes based on each song.
And do you have any examples of those people?
Yeah, oh, for sure. I think kind of one of the songs on the album, I Couldn't See Me, is very much about my relationship with my two of my best friends. And that's kind of written about just before they started to go on their kind of own journeys in life. And I had to like deal with my own shit that was going on. And it was just kind of like a song that was about the uncertainty I felt about the future. Everything is fine now, which is funny because, you know, at the time I was just like, oh my god, like, I don't know what's gonna happen.
Can you navigate a situation when someone has ghosted you?
If I were ghosted.
If you were ghosted, yeah, like, how would you navigate that?
Probably just find something else to do, to be honest. Like, I think whoever it is, if they don't want to talk to you, then you should probably just take that and move with it. There's no point getting hung up over something like that. I think, as hard as it can be, I don't know, it's like, you can be delusional if you're crushing, I guess.
Fair enough. I wanted to also ask, would you write a song about it as well?
I think it depends, like, how bad I wanted to talk to this person, I think. But maybe, you know, like, as I said before, I'm very dramatic, so maybe it is a big deal if I'm getting ghosted, and maybe I won't get over it. Everybody could do a little bit of yearning.
So, with the creative process of writing this EP, was there any difficulties in the songwriting or story building?
I didn't, honestly, like, think too much about the story building of the whole project while it was coming together. I think, initially, I wanted it to be, like, a full album, and I had maybe about 10 songs, and then I thought I might as well just take out the ones that I'm not super confident with and see what it's like, and just like put my best foot forward with the whole thing. So that was probably the biggest thing, like going into creating the EP, would just build it from there. And there was some like trial and error with some of the songs. Like, we did so many takes on like me and my friends because we just couldn't get that one right for some reason.
Well, was that your favorite?
It's probably one of my favorites. I feel like it kind of has a little bit of everything I try to do on a song. Like, it starts out like light and fun, gets kind of crazy at the end. It's definitely like my favorite to play live. As a whole, like writing the songs, I found to be pretty easy and pretty fun. So it was a great time.
To wrap it all up, like you mentioned before, that the EP was originally going to be 10 songs. Were there any songs that were like, they didn't fit the vibe of what you're trying to write for the EP?
Yes, there were a couple that I've just kind of put on the back burner for now, but I don't know if it was lyrically the case. It was more just, they might have been like a bit more electronic or a bit heavier. So I still want to use them, and there will be more music to come out. I definitely have more songs to release next year, hopefully. I'm working on the next thing right now, and I think I'm pretty close to being done with that. So next year there will be more music, and probably the year after that, we'll just see how it goes. Sometimes it'd be really cool, but sometimes it would be like locked away forever. So touch, but I only hear from you once a month, and I'm feeling so unassured. A chance of us to grow.
around the corner, but it was just someone I'd never seen before. It don't take much time for time to take things away. It don't take much time for time to take things away. The last time that I saw you was at a restaurant. You smiled at me from across the room. Make the funeral, they only let in 20 people, and rules are rules. But when I hit Dancing Queen, I think of you.